This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Nepal's goods exports surges by 57.2% in 8 months of the current fiscal year. Asian Development Outlook expects growth to accelerate in both 2025 and 26 for Nepal. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls for bold investment at Chamber of Commerce Annual General Meeting. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka guarantees load-shedding free Nepal. And U.S. President Donald Trump pauses higher tariff for 90 days, but China trade war escalates. Now, the news in detail. In the 8 months of the current fiscal year, 2024-25, the year-on-year inflation has been recorded to be at 3.75%. The Nepal Rashtra Bank made public the statistics on the macroeconomic and financial status of the country in the last 8 months and claimed that the inflation was within the limit. During this period, Koshi province witnessed the highest inflation, 5.68%, while Gandaki province had the lowest, 2.77%. According to the report, Nepal's total goods export soared by 57.2% in the first 8 months of the current fiscal year. The report revealed that export had reached 158.17 billion rupees during this period, a sharp contrast to the 4% decline recorded in the same time frame the previous year. By destination, exports to India, China and other countries had risen by 82.5% and 8.8% and 2.9% respectively. Meanwhile, goods export had grown by 11.2% to 1,145.57 billion rupees compared to a 2.7 drop in the previous year's corresponding period. Consequently, Nepal's total trade deficit had widened by 6.2%, reaching 987.39 billion rupees over the last 8 months. Meanwhile, Asian Development Outlook April 2025 launched yesterday states that growth in Nepal is expected to accelerate in both 2025 and 26. It is projected to increase from 3.9% in 2024 to 4.4% in 2025 and 5.1% in 2026. Similarly, Nepal's inflation is estimated to be at 5.2% in 2025 and 5% in the following year. However, the growth forecasts were finalized before the April 2nd announcement of new tariffs by the U.S. administration, so the baseline projections also reflect tariffs that were in place previously. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urged investors to take advantage of Nepal's political stability to drive economic progress. Addressing the inaugural session of the 74th Annual General Meeting of the Nepal Chamber of Commerce, the Prime Minister emphasized that businesses should harness science, technology and artificial intelligence to enhance production and productivity competitively and creatively. He insisted that technology should be utilized to streamline services rather than spread misinformation. Expressing delight, Prime Minister Oli noted that the Chamber had been progressing as a unified and credible entity, contributing significantly to society and the nation. He assured that the government remained dedicated to fostering industrial growth through close, sincere collaboration aimed at nation building. Highlighting the stability provided by the ruling coalition, he encouraged confident investment. He also commended the Chamber for its constructive support for government ordinances and its role in connecting the private sector with policy making. In the meantime, the Indian Minister for Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare, Shivaraj Singh Chauhan, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli yesterday. Minister Chauhan, who is currently in Nepal to attend a meeting of agriculture ministers of BIMSTEC, called on Prime Minister Oli at the Prime Minister's official residence, Balwatar. Referring to dimensions of traditional relations between Nepal and India, Minister Chauhan stressed the need for bilateral cooperation to augment the modernization of agriculture, food security and economic development. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli expressed the view that the two neighbours should move forward together for economic development, including the modernization of agricultural sector. Prime Minister's Chief Advisor Bishnu Prasad Rimal and Indian Ambassador to Nepal Naveen Srivastav were also present at the meeting. Inaugurating the Panini Tapobhumi Conference organized in Argakhachi district yesterday, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said Argakhachi, the homeland of great sage Maharshi Panini, is the land of knowledge, meditation and spiritualism. Stating that the contribution of Panini was extraordinary, he said language became simpler after the grammar developed by Panini and music and rhythm were developed with the start of the Vedic verses. The event was organized by Ministry of Industry, Tourism and Transport of Lumbini Province, the Tourism Development Council and Panini Rural Municipality and Raina Devi Chahara Rural Municipality. Nepal has advanced toward ending power outages with Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka declaring the load shedding would no longer affect the country. Speaking at the inauguration of the 78-megawatt Sanjin Khola hydropower project in Rasua district, he assured citizens that uninterrupted electricity would be available for households and industries. The 22 billion rupees project, constructed by China's Sino Hydro Bureau 11 in Ama Chodingo Rural Municipality 5, was officially connected to the national grid yesterday. The minister praised the Nepal Electricity Authority, led by Hitendra Deep Sakye, for its vital role in this achievement. He stressed that the government had been committed to ensuring round-the-clock power supply and advancing reservoir-based projects for export to India and Bangladesh, noting that an agreement had been signed to export 10,000 megawatts to India. The charge of the affairs of the Chinese embassy, Wang Xing, commended Nepal's hydropower progress as highly promising and confirmed that China would continue its support. Minister Khadka encouraged private sector and donor agencies to invest confidently in Nepal's hydropower sector, signaling a bright and electrified future for the nation. Meanwhile, Minister Khadka has directed the electricity authorities to immediately recover the remaining dues of the dedicated feeder and trunk line. Secretary at the Ministry of Energy, Suresh Acharya, Chairman of the Electricity Regulatory Commission, Dr. Ramprasad Dhital, and Executive Director of Nepal Electricity Authority, Hitendra Dev Sakya, were summoned yesterday at the Ministry and directed to collect the dues. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for some international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a 90-day pause for countries hit by higher tariffs, but a trade war with China has escalated. In a dramatic change of policy, just hours after levies against roughly 60 of America's trading partners kicked in, Trump said he was authorizing a universal lower reciprocal tariff of 10% as negotiations continued. At the same time, he increased tariffs on goods from China to 125%, accusing Beijing of a lack of respect, after it retaliated by saying it would impose tariffs of 84% on U.S. imports. This comes a week after Trump announced import taxes on all goods entering the U.S. in the biggest upheaval of international trade in decades. Major market turmoil followed Trump's announcement last week, with sell-offs sparking trillions of losses across the world. Announcing the latest iteration of his plan on social media, Trump said he was authorizing a 90-day pause on tariffs for the countries that had not retaliated against his levies. Now the weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of the westerly and local winds, along with the influx of water vapor rich air from Bay of Bengal, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally to mostly cloudy weather throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and at few places of the rest of the country today. There are chances of heavy rainfall at many places in Kosi and Madhes province, with chances of light to moderate rainfall, moderate snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. At present, the Kathmandu Valley is witnessing light rainfall. Meteorologist David Thakal informed that light rainfall would take place this morning, afternoon and tonight in the valley. The haze that had covered most parts of the country would also fizzling out gradually. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 9 to 11 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 25 to 27 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Nepal's goods export surges by 57.2% in 8 months of the current fiscal year. Asian Development Outlook expects growth to accelerate in both 2025 and 26 for Nepal. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls for bold investment at Chamber of Commerce Annual General Meeting. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka guarantees load-shedding free Nepal. And U.S. President Donald Trump pauses higher tariffs for 90 days, but China trade war escalates. This concludes our bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.